This is kind of a late episode, like time wise. I kind of want to do it last night, but I fell asleep and just I woke up like at 1 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't want to do it then. I finished this. I finished Food Wars last night, and it was pretty good. It was a fun show. It was one of those show. It was a show that like made you drool just because of the food. Like the food, you never want to watch Food Wars on an empty stomach because it's a show that makes you want to eat everything that you see on the show. Because like the way that they describe the food is just really really well done. I just love that. So like the synopsis of this is that Soma Yukihira aspires to become a full-time chef, almost or chief, in his father's family restaurant and surpass his father's culinary skills. But Jochiro gets a new job that requires him to travel, and he closes his shop. His father has Soma enroll in Totsuki Culinary Institute, an elite culinary school where students engage in food competitions called Shokugeki, which is food war. This is really, this show is really good. I'll do the characters really quick. You have Soma, which I didn't write a lot for him because it's not like, for me, there wasn't a lot to like write about. Like I wrote more about Erina than Soma. Like Soma is, he's like your classic, like shonen guy. Like he's like a shonen style, protagonist. He's overpowered. I counted when he had his first struggle was like in episode 14. He still won that. He didn't get beaten until episode 24, which is the last episode of the season series. And he really didn't like fail. So like yeah, he's just like he's like a cocky guy who kind of, I don't know, he just, like, didn't really, he wasn't, like, the main reason I watched the show. He's funny, he had funny moments, and he wasn't, like, a jerk or anything like that, but he was just kind of, like, eh. As a protagonist, I really didn't, like, care about him that much. You have Erina, which is, like, my favorite character in the whole show. She is a third-year student, and she's a member of the, student council, which is also, she's part of the elite 10, I think it's what it's called, the council of 10. She's part of the council of 10, and she's the person who administers the entrance exam to Soma, because everybody else leaves. There's like all these people in the room when Soma first gets to the school, and like, oh, it's Erina is gonna be the one doing her entrance exam, so she, like, everybody runs, and Soma's like, I'll do it, whatever, and then he makes this thing, and she loves it, and it has one of those, like, those foodgasm things, where, like, they all freak out over they basically have, like, an orgasm over the food, and this happens many times, not just for Soma, and not just for Soma's cooking, and she fails him. She really loves his food, but she's like, oh, it's gross. And then he gets in somewhere or whatever because he's good. Or I don't know. I never really understood that, how he got in, even though she's like, no, it's gross. He's failed. And she is like super, she's like a sundeer. She is super, super just like aggressive towards Soma, towards a lot of people. She's just like, oh, I don't like, she's just very, very mean. But the thing is, like, she's very good at what she does, so she's not, like, a bad, she doesn't seem bad. And obviously, there's stuff I learned, like, that happens later in the series that, like, makes her sympathetic. And I didn't really, like, hate her at all, just because, like, she's really good at what she does. And I kind of respect that. She's kind of like, I don't have time for people or whatever, and she's mean, there's no doubt about that, but she's just like, she's kind of like strangely charming. And obviously she has a relationship, some kind of relationship with Jochiro, which is Soma's dad, that is not resolved in the first season, so, which is cool. I kind of, that makes me want to watch the next series. You have Megumi, which I guess is supposed to be the person, like, you cheer for the entire show because she's basically, like, useless. She proves herself in the false election, but, like, for most of the show, she's, like, even though she's, like, succeeded in doing things, she's still kind of, like, seen as, like, an underdog, kind of useless. Her student, like, the students that are around her really don't appreciate her that much. They're like, oh, she's, like, she's just from the country, and she's, like, lame, and she doesn't really do anything, and she shouldn't be here, basically, which is kind of odd because she's in an elite culinary school, and she's made it with everybody else, and there's very few people left after the training camp, so she made it through that. So I'm like, I don't understand, like, everybody, like, it's really weird because, like, Soma is, like, the same way because, like, people are like, oh, he's just a transfer kid, this transfer kid, and, like, even though he's, like, proven himself to be good, he beat Itami, Mito. And so, like, he's beaten people and shown how good he is. So both of them, Megumi and Soma, are, like, kind of like, oh, they're just, like, not really that good, even though they've shown that they're good. And they're good because they're there, which is kind of weird. You have Takumi, which is the rival, Soma's rival. He's kind of goofy. He's, like, he really, like, isn't, like, he's less of a rival than Irina is, because Irina, like, seems to not actually like him. She seems to, like, she obviously likes Soma, but, like, doesn't want him to know. Takumi is, like, just wants to be the rival, mainly just because he wants competition. So, and he acts like that. Like, he's, like, oh, he's, like, wants to be friends with Soma because he's, like, he's friendly towards Soma. So he's not, like, a big threat. He's good, but he's not, like, a threat in, like, the way of trying to, like, beat Soma down in a non-friendly way. He's a friendly rival. He has Senji, which is the nerd. For everybody else, you have Yuki, who's, she's, like, the wildlife person. She brings wildlife into Kotsuki, the dorm that they live in, that they all live in, that the group lives in. There's, like, you have Senji, he's a nerd. Yuki, who's, like, the cute person. He's kind of crazy, kind of, I guess. You have Ryuko, which some of these people I didn't write anything for, because there wasn't enough to write. Like, you have Ryoko, which I didn't write anything for. You have Shoji and Daigo, which I just put Bro 1 and Bro 2, because that's basically what they are. They're just bros, and they're just kind of there. They're good, but they didn't make it in false selection. They're the only two people in the dorm to not make it. You have Shun, who's a quiet, cool guy who likes to smoke things. Sotoshi Ishiki, which is, like, the pretty boy guy. He walks around half naked half the time. He's part of the Council of Ten. He's the seventh chair. He believes in Soma. And it's, like, he's okay. And, like, a lot of these characters, like, there's only a couple of characters that get any, like, any depth whatsoever. Like, Ikumi gets depth. I guess she gets a little depth because, like, she's, like, has a crush on Soma and doesn't want to tell him. And it's, like, one of those things. She gets the most fan service. Like, it's always, like, every time that she is on screen, it's, like, oh, boobs. There's boobs there. And it's, like, okay. And then, and she's cool. I mean, like, she's probably my, like, I like her. Obviously, I like her because, like, the reasons that they, like, tell you to like her. But she's, like, she, in everything, like, everybody's good. And I like that she is, like, they kind of explain why she's good. I think that's important. They do that better in the false selection, which is, like, the last four episodes of the show. They kind of help explain why these people are here. And why they're, what their cooking style is, which is cool. And, but Ikumi is cool. I mean, there's not a lot of characters I hate. I like Ikumi a lot just because, like, I don't know. Maybe it's her voice. I think it's her voice the most. And you have Alice Nakari, which is the cousin of Elena. She is, she makes, like, super fancy, like, the high-tech food, like, the gastronomy, and she does, like, a lot of science into her food, which is the exact opposite of, like, everybody else. And her little underling guy is Ryo, which is, like, the other quiet, cool guy. But he puts on his bandana and becomes, like, a super, like, rage-filled dude. And he's, like, really, he's a really good cook. He gets, like, the second, he's number two, I think, in, like, his block for false selection. So he gets, like, a 93, which is, that's 93 out of 100. So he's pretty good. I like the relationship between Soma and Jochiro. It's, like, the only real challenge that Soma faced besides Akira, which is like a guy who faces at the end for false selection. I love Irina. She set it perfectly. She's perfect, like set perfectly as a Sendir, and her relationship with Jotaro makes her a little easier to like. I know it's probably hard to like her, but also like, I think that I like her, and it's probably a lot of people that like her. Some people don't like her that much. Some people think she's the worst. I like her. Mito should be with Soma, and Irina is just his fierce rival. Like I don't think them being together would kind of like be kind of like lame. But I feel like that's coming, so it seems too obvious. I find it odd, like I said before, that Megumi is still seen as inferior by her classmates, even though she successfully made it as far as anyone and has made it past the training camp, and people still doubt her. It's kind of weird. Yeah, I like how the false selection was used to showcase the rest of the characters and kind of explain why they're even there. Because, like, for most of the show, like, a lot of the characters weren't really fleshed out. Like, oh, yeah, you're here because you're a good cook, but it never, like, really explained the cooking style and, like, whatever, and go in depth with them. And not a lot of people get depth. Like the other characters in the dorm, like, there's, like, I think there's, like, six characters in the dorm. Only, like, Soma and Megumi get really any real character depth. And then the other ones get like they get depth, but it's only because of their cooking. So it's not really like character wise. It's just like, oh, these people, this is the style that these people cook. Yeah, they're obviously planning a second season, like as in they were expecting it because they didn't finish really any of the arcs for the first season. Yeah, but like, and then it goes like, the score, like the music of it. The song for the first OP was really good. I didn't really like it the first time I heard it, but the more I heard it, I liked it more, which is like, it's a very common thing. The video part of it showcased food and like told you positions of characters, like where these people are going to be, kind of good, I guess, because like it kind of put you, the only character that it really kind of was weird was Takumi's brother Isumi, which was kind of, he was like seen as like this like big villain. He looked like a big villain the way he was positioned in the OP. It was like, and he just like had, that's just his face he makes when he's like starts cooking, so it made him look like a villain when he's not. So like music wise 7.8, and then video was 7.9. The second OP theme sounds generic. I really didn't like it that much. It lacked energy, even though it was more upbeat and was supposed to be higher energy. It just didn't really have it. The video part was better because it named the characters and basically put Irina in the main field protagonist position, because it was like the characters were getting like presented and like their names were on the little screen, and it had Soma, and then Irina was right after him, so it was like, oh, and then Megumi was right after her, so I was like, oh, she's like the main character, she's the main female character, the way that it's positioned, that's how she was put. So yeah, if I have to say waifu for this show, and I hate saying that word because it just sounds awkward to say, it's Irina, and so I mean, like, she's great. Yeah, this show is like, the show is fun. It wasn't like, from a story perspective, it wasn't really anything like special where I'm like, oh my god, I'm hyped. I got hyped for the food stuff when they did food battles. I was like really hyped for those, but like that was it. I like how they described the food, and like that. Like I guess the only thing that really bothered me is Soma, because Soma's overpowered, and I liked it. And I don't hate overpowered characters like as a rule. But, like, it's, like, it was just, like, he's, like, a regular shonen protagonist. He's, like, really, like I said before, he's just, like, oh, man, I'm good at everything. And, like, even when he did struggle in the show, he was still kind of, like, when he struggled, he still picked it up really, really quickly. So it wasn't even like he struggled. He was, like, oh, man, I'm having trouble with this. Like, 3 minutes later, oh, I mastered it. I'm the master at stuff. And it was just really kind of, he's not like, he's not Sword Art Online guy, I can't think of his name right now, he's not that bad, but like, he's not trying to be cool, he just kind of like, it's just like, he's charming in his own way, but like, he's not bad. Another note that I have to put is there was tentacle action before the 4-minute mark, and it was maybe kind of uncomfortable. It happened like 3 times. There was like 3 different like tentacle things, and I was like throughout the 24 episodes, and I was like, it's not. I just didn't really like it. And but yeah, that was, Food Wars is pretty good. It was a pretty fun show. And I really want to watch the second season with the second plate. But yeah, really good. I don't know. It wasn't my favorite. Like, if I had to give it a rating, I'd probably give like a 6. Overall, like a 6. I don't know. It was good, and there's things I liked about it, but like, it wasn't anything that was like, wow, I really want to watch this again. Like, I don't think I would watch it again. I don't think I'd watch it for a second time. But I'm really interested in watch the second series, the series that come after that. And, but, yeah, that's the review of that. But, the next review I think I want to do is Corpse Parade, which is the exact opposite of Food Wars, because, like, Food Wars, you don't want to watch on an empty stomach. Corpse Parade is the exact opposite of that. I'm, like, halfway through Corpse Parade. It's 4 episodes long, so, like, I have 2 more episodes left. And then I'll do, like, a quick one. So it'll be, like, this one will come out, and then Corpse Parade should come out, like, tomorrow. So, or like, not tomorrow, like, Saturday, probably, because I record at night. Or whatever, whenever I finish it. So it'll be really quick. And then I have to watch... I'm still deciding if I want to watch Clannad After Story. Not because, like, it's not going to be good. Just mainly because I don't know if I'm ready for that that trauma. So I don't know. I'll find some stuff. I'll find another thing to watch. I do want to say one thing about that makes me like Itami really quick. Ikumi, not Itami. Ikumi, which is the meat lady. She likes all the. She's like the meat master girl. She wears, like, okay, she always wears bras, like, she always wears, like, her bra, and then, like, a shirt, like, that goes, like, to her stomach, like, that shows her stomach, basically, and she wears, you can see her bra underneath it, and she wore, in one of the episodes where she battled Soma, she wore a bra that looked like Yoko Littner's from Gurren Lagann, and it was cool. I don't know, like, the last 3 anime I've watched have had, like, Gurren Lagann references in them, which is, like, really, really, really weird for me. But, like, yeah, that was it. And, yeah, so I want to watch more. I'll have another review out. And I'll be looking for more anime after Corpse Parade. So I'll talk to you guys next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.